Hey, listen, there's a couple things I'd like to talk to you about. One is that I do not know when the rapture of the Lord will be. I don't know. I'm simply here as a watchman to deliver the message of His soon return. The only thing that He has confirmed for sure, 100%, that I have no doubt of, is that He awakened me with the numbers 311. He led me to Revelation 311. Behold, I am coming soon. He confirmed that on 311 with an earthquake in Japan. That night of March 10th into the 11th, I had a dream of the earthquake with my family there and woke up and said, wow, I had a powerful dream of us being an earthquake in Japan. We went downstairs at the hotel we were staying at the time, and that's what was on the television sets. So the Lord told me, I am coming soon. No doubt. Confirmed it with what we saw in Japan. He is the King who is exalted. Well, what time is it? It's Jesus time. It's Jesus time. Jesus time.
The time is now. Jesus is coming. The time is now. The time is now. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming.
Here's the deal. He promised He would come back for us, and He's not a liar. And so therefore, the truth is Jesus is coming. The truth is I am coming soon, He says, Revelation 3:11. The truth is that He gave signs of His return to all of us. The truth is that He's awakened us. The truth is that He does nothing without revealing it to His servants first. The truth is that He will follow through on what He says. The truth is He will not... His promises will not return void. He's not slack on His promises. The truth is that 311, He gave a warning. The truth is He confirmed it with a dream of an earthquake in Japan. The truth is that Jesus is coming for His bride. The truth is He's coming for His church. The truth is He's most merciful. The truth is He's going to wait until every last one is in the ark. The truth is that He's waiting and tarrying because He wants everyone to come to Him. He wants everyone to be in heaven with Him. He wants no one to suffer. He wants no one to be left behind. And He knows that when He comes, there's no turning back. He knows when He breaks the clouds and He comes for His bride that there's no turning back. And those that needed a little more time, just a little more time, needed to make a decision for Him. And He knew that they would because He knows the beginning from the end. And He knows the end from the beginning. The truth is that we are His servants. The truth is we must be faithful to the end. We must serve Him. We must spread the gospel in every day. Every day is a gift. You're breathing, it's a gift. You've got food, it's a gift. You've got water, it's a gift. He's given you shelter, it's a gift. He's given us all the tools necessary to let everyone know that now's the time. The truth is that now is the time. The truth is that now is the time for us to do what we were called to do. The truth is that we're servants to do what we're supposed to do and be faithful to the end and follow our role model, follow our shepherd, follow our King until the end, until the time when He comes. And until that time, we'll be faithful to the end. Until that time, we'll be inspired. Until that time, we'll inspire others. Until that time, we'll be salty. Until that time, we'll bring light into the world. Until that time, we won't rest. We won't grow weary. We will run and not grow weary. We will fly on eagle's wings. We will be hidden in the shelter underneath God's wing because He will protect us in everything that we do. And we do not need to be fearful. We must be strong. And we must operate in faith. And overcome. We are overcomers in Christ. He did it. He trampled the enemy underfoot. We claim the power and the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know, it's not been easy to deliver the message of Jesus is coming. People think you're nuts. People in your own house. People in your own family. People in your own church. Pastors of your own church. I've been in front of them. I've told them. And I've been brought into intervention-style meetings. And I've left those meetings and said, no, I'm not going to stop. No, it didn't stop for 120 years. So I'm going to continue because I know what he told me. And I get out of the car that I'm driving at that point and I see a rainbow in the sky. That's the God we serve. And that's how he works. And if we pay attention to what he's trying to show us, every day he's trying to get your attention with something. It might be a number. It might be a flower. It might be something in your life that's happened that you think is terrible and it's actually for your own benefit. He's trying to get your attention. He wants you to accept Christ. He wants you to know the love and the experience of peace that comes with having Jesus in your life. And he'll use whatever means necessary to get your attention. Because when this life ends, we either accept him or we deny him, and we have to answer for why. And he'll tell us how many times we had the opportunity when we're standing in front of him. And if we accepted him, then we're covered by his blood. We don't have to worry about it. But every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. Period. End of story. And he's the only way to heaven. There is no eternal life in heaven but through Jesus Christ. Accept him today. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. You know the soul and you know what makes it go. You who give life through blood, 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 blood. Oh, blood, blood. Oh, I wanna make something so lovely for you. 'Cause I promise that's what I do for you. You know what? It's coming today. It's not coming in a year. It's not coming in 3 months. It's not coming in a month. It's coming today. Salvation is coming today. Salvation has come today. The rapture will be today. The rapture will be in the day that you're living in. When it happens, it'll be today.
Wake up!
Blow the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. For the day of the Lord is coming. Sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm, for the day of the Lord is coming. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. So, in the morning when you wake up, do you hate your alarm clock, or do you love your alarm clock? Do you like it, or do you dislike it? An alarm clock is not your friend. Usually it's like, go back to sleep, stop going off. Nobody likes an alarm clock. Well, everyone that's here on YouTube sounding the alarm of the Lord's soon return is like an alarm clock. We are that pesky alarm clock sounding the same tone over and over and over and over and over again, because that is what we are called to do, because God's merciful and he wants to have the alarm go out and he wants it to be heard. But there will come a time where the alarm clock stops. Yes, Jesus loves us. The Bible tells us so. He loves you. It's simple. All we have to do is awaken, wake up, and heed the alarm clocks that are sounding all over the place. Have you heard the alarm? Have you heeded the alarm? Because at some point, the alarm clocks are going to stop. At some point, you're going to be late if you don't wake up. It's time to get up. It's time to come to Jesus. Love him with your whole heart. Repent of all your sins. Ask him to cover you by his blood. God, who's faithful and just, will forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And you just say thank you for that. The foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom. Am I a fool for Jesus? Yes, I am. Guilty as charged. I am a fool for Jesus. And I get treated like a fool in man's limited vision and limited wisdom. But it's what we see beyond the physical that makes us truly wise. It's what we tap into with our faith that makes us truly wise. It's the promise of Jesus Christ and His blood and seeing into that next realm of supernatural, heavenly realm that causes us to run the race and finish, if we can see that. Can you see that? Can you see the end? Can you see Jesus with His arms open waiting for you? Because He's there. And as tired as you may get, it will be so worth it when He wraps you in His arms and takes you into His kingdom forever as His bride. When I say that, I feel the Holy Spirit move. What does it mean to pick up our cross and follow Jesus? Go read your word and find out what is really asked of us.
A moment changes everything. There is a moment coming that will change everything. The Bible says it. I was called to be a watchman, and a watchman warns. A watchman longs for the dawn.